Eleanor Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Ansel Elgort, I hope I'm saying that right. I want to talk to Joe about that because we saw that film together and I really liked Baby Driver too. John Hamm is in it. You ever see that movie?
No.
Really good, like just car racing and the kid's like 15, but he's a great driver. He's like an excellent wheel man. Wouldn't you love to be a wheel man? I mean, and pretend, Todd. Not
well.
You know.
What do they really do though?
They drive the getaway car.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a good gig.
All right.
Conrad Krieger. I'm familiar with his work. Checks in. The K-Man says the man from Uncle is my fave. Okay. I forgot about that one too. Thanks, Conrad. Look at him listening to the show on his night off. Going the extra mile. Nothing from Todd.
Okay. No, I was just gonna say maybe if he did that while he was working. Went the extra mile while he was working.
He couldn't care less what's going on here when he's here. But
right.
And then Todd bringing the room down. We lost Greg Gumbel today. Thank you, Todd, for being Debbie Downer.
Isn't that sad, though?
It is. I didn't even know he was sick.
Yeah.
I was 8 years old.
Yeah. This is one of the best, I think.
He was. And not as much of a dink as his brother.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, Bryant was very full of himself.
Right.
And, yeah.
Greg was much more grounded. Yeah. I didn't know he was sick, but he was very good. Those guys... It's in their genes, like that broadcasting.
Yeah.
How are they both great broadcasters, you know? Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, Hardcore Henry or Siku or Atomic Blonde. Wow. I don't know any of those films.
Me either.
Tyler's got his finger on the pulse. Thank you, Tyler. I'm sorry I don't know those films, but I will take your word for them and make a note. Bridget from the 818 says, The Long Kiss Goodnight. Yes, that's a Rennie Harlan film. Gina Davis, I believe, was the star of that. She says, Bridget says, first time seeing a woman in that type of role. Amazing, empowering. Very well said, Bridget. That was a good movie. Very underrated, too. I'm glad you mentioned that. From the 620, Jim in Kenosha says, Sin City. Kenosha, armpit of Wisconsin, left arm Racine, just texting. Todd, I need some help with that one.
No idea. I tried to figure that out myself.
Here's what I'm getting. Jim is not proud of his town.
I guess not.
He loves Wisconsin. He doesn't like his town. From the 715, World War Z. Wow, Brad Pitt. I remember that one.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Yeah, that was a zombie apocalypse, and they put Brad Pitt in an ascot, which I thought was an interesting wardrobe thing.
I've always wanted to wear an ascot.
I've never worn one. I've never really been to a function where it was appropriate, I think.
You'd look good in it.
I think so. Get a body wave, wear an ascot. I'm all set. All right, we are going to pivot here and continue our talk. This is exciting, folks. I've been on the air over a year. We've never really focused just on action movies for a segment or two. We're going to do the whole hour or most of the hour. We might segue at some point, but we're going to do action movies. And now, joining me on the show, this is exciting. For the first time, my son, Joe, joins us now to talk action movies. Joe, he's a writer. Joe, you're a writer, an actor, help me out, a filmmaker.
Son.
Son, you're my son too.
Aww,
yeah,
that's sweet. Worst father ever.
I kind of did say that in the tease, okay. But no, Joe, you make films and you're an actor and you've booked stuff, which is cool, and you love action movies. We've certainly watched our share, haven't we?
Yes, absolutely. I hate to start on a bad note too, but I might have to disagree with Todd. I'm not sure you could pull off the ascot, and that's just from past experiences, but who knows?
So apparently, you know? I wear an ascot around the house all the time.
Then Joe, yeah. Joe could pull one off. Then if you can't, Dad, the son can.
Oh, if you had an ascot on right now, Joe, that would be sweet. So, all right, let's start, Joe. Let's jump right in. What is your favorite?
Okay.
I know a lot of your favorite action films because we've watched several together.
Yes.
What would you rank as your all-time favorite action film?
My all-time?
Yeah.
I would say it would have to be Midnight Run.
Okay.
That's my all-time favorite. That's my all-time favorite movie. And I think it could be considered an action movie.
Yeah, I think it definitely is an action movie. I mean, it's like, if for those of you who haven't seen Midnight Run, Todd, have you seen it?
No, sir.
Okay. Robert De Niro, Charles Grodin. Robert De Niro's a bounty hunter. Charles Grodin jumps bail. He was a mob accountant. And Robert De Niro has to go to New York, bring him back to L.A. It's called a Midnight Run. And if he does it, he gets $100,000 from the bail bondsman. Well, Grodin messes with him the entire time, says he has a fear of flying, then they have to take a train. It's just a trip across country, and it's one of my all-time favorite movies. You probably, obviously, the first time you watched it, Joe, was with me, but I will say you went on to watch it several times by yourself. It is an infectious movie. People love it. It's a great film if you haven't seen it.
It's a really good feel-good movie. It's got a buddy cop vibe to it. I would say it's like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles meets like a Collateral.
Yes.
Just with traveling all over the country and this really funny dialogue. It's my favorite Charles Grodin and Robert De Niro movie, for sure.
I will agree with you there. I loved, I like Charles Grodin in just about everything, but in that movie in particular, you're right. And I forgot about that. The way it ends is it's a feel-good ending, but it's not overly sappy. It's just a very sweet ending between these two guys who started off hating each other and then learned how to tolerate each other. Okay, so Midnight Run, I'm totally with you there. Give me another one, Joe.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to start at my number five or go to my number two?
Let's start at number five. That's a good idea.
Okay. So my number five is a movie called Nonstop, starring Liam Neeson. And I love this movie because it has extremely sort of topical societal implications. It really dives into sort of politics and I'm actually just kidding. It's just like,
I must have missed something there.
Yeah. No, it's just such a fun movie. Basically, it's Liam Neeson on a plane. I really like the Taken movies, and this movie kind of does what Taken does, except it puts Liam I'm sorry, Liam Neeson up in the air on an airplane. And the first part of the movie is just at nighttime, up in an airplane, and Liam Neeson receives a text from a killer. And the ambiance is just very cool. You hear those like dings, the plane noises and stuff. It's awesome.
I have to just say this because Ryan, who's sitting in here tonight, was actually watching that before he came in.
Oh, seriously?
He was watching that movie.
Wow.
Oh, fantastic. Did you like it?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a good film. I wouldn't put it in my top five. I would disagree with Joe there, but it's like, Joe, correct me if I'm wrong. Is that the Liam Neeson film where they threatened his family somehow?
Which one are you talking about? I'm not
sure. Did they do that in Nonstop?
I would say they threaten his family emotionally, not physically.
Okay, that's fair.
So there is some threat to the family.
So that's number five. What do you have at number four?
I have Mission Impossible Fallout as my four. And these are my personal ones. They're not like what I think are.
Yeah.
You know, these are my personal favorites.
I don't.
But not Mission Impossible Fallout. That's the one where Henry Cavill has quite the mustache.
I don't remember that. I don't.
Oh, well, it's got, I think it kind of just does what Mission Impossible does the best out of all of the movies. You know, there's some amazing Tom Cruise stunts. They do something called a halo jump where it's like, I don't know what that stands for. I probably should have looked that up before talking about it, but they jump in layman's terms. They jump from really high.
Oh, okay.
And, from an airplane. And then, you know, there's like a bit where Simon Pegg disguises himself as Wolf Blitzer to trick a bad guy.
What number was that?
That, I think it's six. I'm pretty sure it's
six. Is that
the
one where Tom Cruise took the motorcycle and jumps off, like the cliff is basically a ramp?
No, that one was the seventh one. That's Dead Reckoning. And
that one was awesome.
That one was really good too. I don't know, something, I like Henry Cavill in this movie a lot.
Yeah, he was a good villain.
Good job.
My problem is like some of these movies all in this, you and I have talked about this too, Joe, like with the Star Wars movies, I've seen them all. I can't remember what happens when or what character is like, was this from the TV show or was this one of the spinoffs? There's been so many of them. I can't keep up.
Yeah. I don't know.
And you get
sounds
down
like you
on
just
me.
You might not be a true fan.
I don't know. All right. What's number three?
My number three is The Dark Knight.
Oh, that's a great film. Mm-hmm. All right, now here's where you and I have disagreed in the past.
Yes.
Have you guys seen Todd, have you seen the Batman films?
Some of them.
Okay. I like Batman Begins. And I talked about this at the top of the show. I like the first Terminator over the second one, even though the second one is considered a better film. I like the first Toy Story over the second one, even though the second one is considered a better film. There's something about the original or the organicness of these first films that I just like. And that's how it is with me with Batman Begins. I think Batman Begins, I'd never seen Batman be that kick butt before. So think about that, Joe. Ruminate on it. And when we come back after a short break, you'll have a chance to make your case for The Dark Knight Rises. All right, Joe Schwabba is here. It's a family thing here tonight at Nightlight, at least for a few more minutes. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. We will be right back with more on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed?
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Is it a Friday? Is it a Monday? Who knows? But it doesn't matter here at Nightlight because we are we're talking our way through the night here. We're talking action films. Stuart J. Waddles joins me at 7:35. Speaking of Stuart, who lives in Racine or outside of Racine, Jim from K-Town is clarifying that's a city nickname, K-Town. And he said, what's yours? And I don't think where I live has a nickname, Marinette. It's just sort of like...
Isn't it Fish City or something like that?
Sure. It is now.
I'm going to look it up.
But anyway, no, K-Town, I knew that, Jim. I just didn't know. You kind of referred to it as an armpit and then Racine, so I hadn't heard that as a nickname. Eric from Lodi says, Midnight Run is great. We dissected it in a script writing class. It's an almost perfect movie script. Joe, that's so funny. Joe Schwabba is here, my son. We're talking action films. Joe is an actor and a filmmaker himself, and we've watched several action films over the years, and we talk about... I've probably used the phrase perfect movie or perfect script maybe five times. And I think Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is one. L.A. Confidential to me is a flawless movie. But you and I have talked about that too. We've said Midnight Run is like perfect. It's got the travel. It's got character arc, comedy, action. It really is, Eric. I agree with you 100%. And it makes sense that Eric took screenwriting classes because he knows a lot about movies. Eric also says Bullet Train with Brad Pitt. Which is weird because I know I've seen that, but I can't remember. I get it confused, I think, with Runaway Train. Did you see Bullet Train, Joe?
I did. It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun action movie for sure.
And then Jim from Kenosha says, from the beginning, I don't know. Todd, did you get that? He sent that funny picture, but I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. This looks like a really tired cartoon character.
Thanks, Cam.
Thank you, Cam from Appleton. Cam never disappoints. All right. Joe Schwab is here. Pardon me. Joe, all right. So you left off at number three. I said I liked Batman Begins the best. And most people, I will admit, like The Dark Knight better. Why is The Dark Knight better than Batman Begins?
This is one of your most frustrating takes, in my opinion.
And I love
every
that
time
it drives
we
you
talk
crazy.
About it, it drives me insane. The Dark Knight is one of my favorite movies and action movies. It has, like, in my opinion, and if you have someone to counter this, I think it has the best movie villain of all time.
Yeah.
In the Heath Ledger's Joker.
He's great.
I don't know how you top that character, especially with how great of a foil that character is to Christian Bale's Batman. He's a perfect counter to that character, where Batman in that movie is all about order and you know, safety, and then the Joker is all about chaos,
right?
And how, you know, a lack of control. And I think that just creates for a perfect conflict in that movie.
I don't disagree. Awesome. I don't disagree that the Joker is a great villain. Pardon me. And maybe a better villain than Liam Neeson is in Batman Begins.
Liam Neeson's name in that movie?
The League of doesn't matter. He was like one of the founders of the League of Shadows, and you get to see how Batman is born in Batman Begins. I don't think you can top that. As good as Heath Ledger is, I think, you know, so we're arguing something that is just subjective, because I do think that Dark Knight Rises is a great film. I just love seeing the birth of Batman in Batman Begins. It's gritty and cool, and I love seeing him get there, if that makes sense. All right, give me your number two, Joe.
My number two is Collateral.
Awesome.
With Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx. That's my second favorite movie of all time.
Wow.
I've noticed a lot of my movies my favorite movies have a formula where it's like two guys that don't get along that are forced into a situation to get along. And that's just like Midnight Run.
Right.
It's like the same thing. Or Big Lebowski is kind of like that as well. And I, again, kind of like what we were talking about with Dark Knight, I just love the sort of like the binary of the of Tom Cruise's villain to Jamie Foxx's protagonist, sort of a nihilistic assassin who's kind of witty versus like the delusional cab driver. It's a lot of great action sequences, but also just a lot of great dialogue. It's not as kind of flashy as the other ones, but it's definitely a great movie.
I would put it up there too. I would say that's, if not a perfect movie, pretty close, because you got this ticking clock. It all takes place in one night. Tom Cruise, for those of you who haven't seen Collateral, arrives in L.A. with, he has to kill five people in one night for a trial. Basically eliminate five witnesses. Hires a cab driver in Jamie Foxx to drive him around. Doesn't tell him why. Thinks he has to have papers signed. Jamie Foxx figures it out. He's basically hostage to Tom Cruise, who has to carry out this horrible task. And it's just about the two of them jockeying back and forth. They bond a little, even though they're working against each other. It is a fantastic movie. The action is great. And frankly, for me, it's my favorite Tom Cruise movie. I think Tom Cruise, and I know, and we've talked about this. Like, I don't think Tom Cruise has been better in a movie. For whatever reason, he let his hair go gray for the role, and it totally works. And he's just this meticulous, methodical killer in the film. And Jamie Foxx is fantastic, too.
The reason that they chose to do the gray hair, dye the hair gray, is actually because they wanted Vincent, the assassin, to look like a shark.
Oh, that's interesting. Oh, wow. That's kind of cool.
Which I thought was pretty cool.
Very cool. Joe, we got about a minute left. Give me a recommendation, something you're watching that you could refer to other people.
What am I watching? I mean, I started a show called Peacemaker.
Yeah.
Which is a John DC Cena show. It's John Cena. And it's just really funny. Okay. I don't know if it's a good show yet. It's too early. I've only seen the first episode, but John Cena just cracks me up. He just looks so funny, and he's a good actor. He's my favorite of the wrestlers, I think.
Even maybe over Dave Batista. Okay, there you go. I was waiting for that, because I know you like David Batista.
It was really cool listening to you guys go back and forth about these films, and you're like, no, you listen to me kind of thing. You're my son. And
Well, next time we'll bring up movies that are polarizing, because we have those too.
Really?
And I want to watch that. Some animated. Yeah. So
Joe, we'll come in the studio. We'll set up a wrestling ring, and then we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Someone's going to need me to hold me back.
Con will do that. Right, Con will hold you back.
Joe, thank you, buddy. Have a great night.
Yeah.
All right. Too. Thanks. That's Joe Schwabba. Not once did I say, it used to bother my dad. I would say, this is my sire. And my dad would just drop his head and shake. I never do that to Joe, though. I'm more conscientious. All right. Stuart J. Waddles is coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, for more action film talk. In the voice of Stuart J. Waddles. Oh, nice pull with the music, Todd. All right, we're coming right back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Oshkosh to Neenah, this is 98.3 WISS.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A chance in becoming a post-Christmas billionaire. The Mega Millions jackpot had grown to $1.22 billion by the time they pulled the numbers Friday night.
Our first number tonight is 55. Up next, you have 7. That's followed by 3. Then we have 37. And finally, 49. Now figure Mega Ball number is... Those winning numbers are 55, 7, 3, 37, 49, and the Mega Ball is 6.
If there's no Friday winner, the jackpot swells to $1.47 billion for the Tuesday draw. Customs and Border Protection announced it seized more than 20,000 counterfeit vehicle inspection stickers that had been shipped from Israel to Philadelphia. We've learned of the death of Warren Upton, oldest living Pearl Harbor survivor and last remaining survivor of the Japanese capsizing of the battleship USS Utah. He was 105. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Bucks take on the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Chicago tonight to battle the Bulls. Milwaukee coming off that loss at home Thursday to the Brooklyn Nets. NFL, the Packers play the Vikings tomorrow afternoon at U.S. Bank Stadium. Kickoff at 3:25. Packers quarterback Jordan Love talked about the addition of Josh Jacobs at running back and how the former Raider made it clear he came to Green Bay to get to the playoffs.
I mean, me and Josh had conversations when he first got here. And, you know, his main message was he wanted to come play for a team that was going to have a chance to, you know, do something special and obviously have a shot in the postseason and go win it all. It means a lot to him to have the opportunity and to play in these meaningful games.
Vikings quarterback Sam Darnold has led the team to a 13-2 season so far.
Yeah, obviously you got the Pack coming in. Great opponent, really good defense, great scheme. They fly around, got really good players, pretty much good everywhere. You know, good on the back end, good linebackers, good defensive line. So we're excited for the challenge, and we'll be ready to roll.
That's Sam Darnold with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some fog and drizzle possible today, a high near 42. Southwest winds up to 20, maybe 25 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 33. Clouds and 40 for Sunday, sun and 40 on Monday, 36 with snow Tuesday.
Currently 42 degrees.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A 2023 decision in an Arkansas redistricting case found individual voters did not have a private right of action to challenge the maps. The state of Louisiana tried the same tactic in its chaotic gerrymandering case, but was refused on June 24th. Be looking for another challenge in 2025. Defying precedent, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals held in a 2023 Arkansas racial gerrymandering case that individual voters do not have a private right of action under the VRA Section 2. It said only the U.S. Justice Department could bring such cases, despite individuals having filed 90% of previous challenges. Calling it radical, scholars expected it to be quickly overturned, but this January, the full Eighth Circuit refused to rehear the case. Seeing an opening, Louisiana asked the full Fifth Circuit to rehear its gerrymandering case on the same grounds, with 13 other Republican attorneys general urging a no private right of action decision. In a close vote Monday, the Fifth Circuit refused that rehearing. For now, the Eighth Circuit decision still only affects Arkansas, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota. But it's clear that private right of action is the new battleground and will almost certainly reach the U.S. Supreme Court. We've linked to more on the private right of action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
From the Lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live. Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Anna from Madison says, Pete, I thought of another action film I like, Black Rain with Michael Douglas and Andy Garcia. I remember that. Mid-90s. It's funny. I can't remember if I really don't remember how I felt about it, though. I think I liked it. For some reason, I was thinking that was Keanu Reeves, too. But I think you're right. It's Michael Douglas and Andy Garcia. Thank you, Anna. And then, Todd, I don't know. Cam is running wild. With
Capri Sun?
Capri Sun Wiener Water.
Wiener Water.
That sounds delicious.
That would be a great band name, wouldn't it?
Wiener Water.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wiener Water.
They would be, but that's like all that's what all bands do. They just think of different words for stuff you can't say, right?
Well, Wiener Water is what you have after you cook your wieners and boil your wieners. You get Wiener Water, right?
Yeah, and you know what's weird is when people still call them wieners. because that my mother-in-law does it all the time. Like when we would have a barbecue, she'd go, Peter, what do you want me to do with these wieners? And I'm like, I know you're just doing that.
Do you think she really was, though? Or is your mom just so innocent that...
It's my mother-in-law. And I think, like, you know, it's like when you have a relative that says, oh, I pulled a big boner the other day. Really? I don't need to hear about that. I think you're doing that, too. I think people are out to get me, Todd. That's the problem. People are trying to sneak stuff past me or make me blush. And
have you ever really blushed? Come on, be honest with me.
You know who makes me blush?
I know.
Stuart J. Waddles, ladies and gentlemen, and he joins us all the way from Stuart, is it K-Town or are you in Racine?
Now, this guy's horribly off base. Some people call it K-Town, but if you're from Kenosha, you call it Canoware.
Ooh.
Canoware.
Oh, I like that's decision time. Those are both great nicknames, but not the most
K-Town's
flattering.
Too easy. It's like it. Well, but I don't know. I'm from here. I'm proud. It's one of those things that I can make fun of it, but you better not. I don't want to hear you saying Canoware.
I would never do that to you, buddy. And I would never, if you came over to my house, I would never offer you a glass of wiener water or anything. In fact, that was a joke. 7-Eleven put that out last year. They had hot dog flavored water and we kind of went wild with it on this show. And then a week later they said, oh, we were kidding. Well, that's like the lamest thing ever because I could totally see someone actually putting that out there for whatever reason, just trying to be different. And then
it was part of a Limp Bizkit album at some point.
Oh, really?
I think it was a name like hot dog flavored water and something else as a Limp Bizkit. Not that I'm a big aficionado of Limp Bizkit, please.
Yeah.
People don't know me very well. I don't want them jumping to the conclusion that I'm a big Limp Bizkit fan. Yes.
That's how this appearance on the show will forever be. Oh, that was the big Limp Bizkit guy.
The
that
memories.
Was,
yes.
I think he did news too or something. Hey, buddy. So the last couple times you've been on the show, we've talked about kids movies because you have kids and I have kids and we both had our share of kids films. I'm excited to have you on because I realized recently I've never really done an action movie thing on the show or segment. And we've been on for over a year now and I feel like it's high time. So do you have, where are you at on the genre? Do you like action films?
Well, like we've talked before, like these days I'm watching a lot of kids things. So my perspective is coming at it from when I was a kid up and through teenage years. So it's kind of an 80s, 90s way I'm coming at it, but there are some more, you know, more recent ones. Your boy is right. Christian Bale and Heath Ledger. That's a legendary duo. That's like a film history duo right there in that film. And the other thing I like about The Dark Knight, it was filmed around here, like Expressway. It's in Waukegan and it's just across the border, so it's interesting to see some of the local
What scene did they film there?
One of the chase scenes. There's also not to make you giggle, Pete, but they filmed on Wacker. Lower Wacker. Sorry.
No, I'm familiar with Upper and Lower Wacker.
Yeah.
I've experienced both.
Yeah, they sell wiener water down there.
Yeah, you can get wiener water. You can, but just don't pull a big boner if you go there because you'll be embarrassed.
Yeah, anything you want, Tommy.
You can get whatever you want on either one of the Whackers. Yeah. So I think we got promo there, Todd. Let's not. It's the last time Stuart.
I'm working on it.
Mark that one down.
Last time Stuart
All right,
was here,
mark that one down.
He accused me of taking big nut money. So Stuart's our guy when we need promo. So where are you at on the Batman though? Do you go Dark Knight Rises or Batman Begins or God forbid?
The Dark Knight is the best one.
Okay.
It's Ledger and Bale. It's that film duo. That movie is just, it's nonstop. It's such a great film. The other ones are good too, but the Dark Knight is, I think, at the cream of the crop. Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to ask you something and I'm not trying to be crass or anything, but do you think that has anything to do with the fact that Heath Ledger passed away? His performance is great. There's no question about that. But he did, I think he accepted or was voted posthumously maybe for his awards because he died before the movie came out, right?
I think it was something on that timeline, but I don't think it matters. It's just if he was still making films today, I think people would still be looking back upon that saying, geez, that was great.
Yeah. And he was great. There's no question about it. All right. So I'm going to lose that argument.
I think what may be more realistic is that they went back to the well and it didn't pay off very well, which could make you think less of the original performance. which has happened.
What do you mean? Like,
well, if they like made another movie with him as the Joker and it was a crap movie, nobody liked
it. Right.
And his performance is going to be compared to the original one, and people's the taste in their mouth is going to be the recency bias.
Right. Okay. Fair enough. So where are you at? Did you see both Terminators?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Okay.
We had HBO in the house when I was a kid, so all these things were on.
Oh, man.
But as a kid, you know, you're not always watching everything. But yeah, Terminator's seen those.
I'm the same way with Terminator. Like, 2 is a phenomenal movie. Robert Patrick is the updated Terminator is great. The action scenes are incredible. But I think the first one has just a grittiness to it that you can't beat. It was James Cameron, much younger, before he was doing Avatar and Titanic and all that stuff. And I just thought the scenes were great. It was at night in the nighttime LA club scene and just this thing moving around. I just thought it was, I just never seen anything before like it. You know, I was probably 12 years old or 14 years old when it came out or whatever. Do you have a preference there, or do you just not remember them well enough?
I think 2, because that's when I more was in the cultural era of 2. The Guns N' Roses songs, the videos, right. All is that is at peak teenage time. But they are both, just like you were talking about, interesting different films because they came out at different times. And they were both like bookmarks in their era of the action film. It's like they just about 10 years apart, 15 years apart. But as they were in those times, they were great action films. And that's where I kind of got into a problem picking out my films is Smokey and the Bandit an action film? Because on my list, you know, of all films, all time, Smokey and the Bandit's on there. Well, that's a lot of action, right?
Absolutely. That's why, and it's funny you say that, because when I was looking these up earlier, too, I bookmarked a ton of them, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's an action. I mean, if there's action in it, even if it's a comedy, like my son, like Joe talked about Midnight Run, and I agree, there's a ton of action in that film. So where would you, what do you have at the top of your list, Stuart?
Like I said, Smokey and the Bandit is
number
all time,
one.
And it might just be, you know, when I was a kid, I watched it a lot. But yeah, Jackie Gleason, you're looking back at his career and what he did. And then in the 80s, you read about that movie and what he brought to the set. And it's just the lines that he had and it just making fun of his kid. It's just all looking back. It's hilarious. And I think it holds up.
That's great. I have I went to see a show when I lived in Los Angeles. This is a writer who put on a one-man show, and he was one of those guys, you'd never know his name, but he worked on every TV show and a lot of movies and did Punch-Up. And he tells the story on stage about how he always wanted to hang out with Frank Sinatra. That was his lifelong dream. Well, I think Sinatra might have been in Smokey and the Bandit. Did he make a cameo like with Sammy Davis?
He might have been in part 2. He was also in Cannonball Run part 2 more prominently.
Okay. So that's what it was. And the writer said,
with Burt and Dom DeLuise.
Yeah. And he was in Burt Reynolds' trailer. And Burt Reynolds says, invited this guy, this writer, to a party. He goes, oh, you know, I've always wanted to meet Sinatra. And I think I'm going to go over there and try to shake his hand and meet him. And Burt Reynolds, and this is what the guy said, Burt Reynolds said to him. He goes, Sinatra's not where the heat's at, baby. Which kind of took Burt Reynolds down a few pegs on my list. But anyway.
Yeah, still a Burt Reynolds fan.
Still a Burt Reynolds
fan. And again, like my lists are more a lot of 80s and 90s centric. I'll give Todd a minute to cue up another Hagar song. Over the Top. Have you ever seen Over the Top?
Is that the arm wrestling movie?
Winner takes it all, loser takes a fall. Trying to make it over the top. But it's Sylvester Stallone, who's a truck driver, trying to win his kid back through arm wrestling.
Oh, and we've all been
somewhat
there.
Of an action film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that all the way through. My guest is Stuart J. Waddles. He covers news here at Civic Media in Southeast Wisconsin and does an incredible job in Kenoware. What is it? What does it mean? How do I say it again?
Kenoware, K-Town.
Okay, K-Town. All right. So that's a good one, too. Over the Top. I haven't seen that. I'll have to, I've seen parts of it. Where are you at in the whole, do you have a favorite action star, Stuart? Someone that, like that you, once they're in a movie, you're like, I have to see that.
I'm going through this list and the guy popping up all the time is Stallone.
Yep.
With the Rocky movies, with Over the Top. Rocky IV was at a time when I was really young and my parents sent me to the theaters with my older brothers. So like that whole film and the way of, you know, me taking it in at that time, great all time, you know. Plus, lousy commies getting beat up.
Right. Listen, Rambo is
Yeah, or Rambo.
First Blood. Not Rambo. I guess it's Rambo First Blood technically, but the first Rambo movie where he was just a dude in the woods doing all this special forces stuff. I had never seen anything like that. I didn't even know what special forces were or the Green Berets or whatever. And I remember watching that show going, this is one of the coolest things I've ever seen. And, you know, Stallone's made some clunkers too, but he's very good in that genre. He made Cliffhanger, which was a surprisingly, or Daylight. You know, he's got some good films in that genre.
Yeah, and Cliffhanger at the time, that was high-tech CGI stuff. Like, yeah. Oh, he's hanging off a mountain? No, there's a green screen, but you don't know about that yet.
Right. Who else?
Predator, I know you talked earlier.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, Predator. I was going to ask you about Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, a fantastic film. I think I sent you the GIF when you asked me to be on the show. That's the GIF sent you, is the two arm shakes of Apollo Creed and Arnold getting together. And I like Predator because as a kid I watched wrestling. I still watch wrestling. But Jesse the Body, he was in that.
Yeah,
movie, Predator.
He was great too.
Hogan is trash, gorilla.
Is he the guy that got his arm cut off in that film, or that was the?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And he was the governor of Minnesota.
Yeah, but who cares about that? I liked Predator too.
Predator is a great film.
Go ahead.
Say what?
Sorry.
No, I've not seen Predator 2.
Okay, there's another one I'll recommend for those of you listening and for you, Stuart. A prequel to Predator called Prey. I don't know if you've seen that, but it's when the creature from outer space ends up on Earth in like a tribe. Encounters this creature from outer space, and this young girl has to defeat it without any of the weaponry that they had in the 1987 Predator. Really good film and a great action movie.
It's spawned a bunch of cool video games.
Predator has?
The Predator.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Okay. Where are you at on Liam Neeson?
Pro Liam Neeson.
Okay.
Yeah, put me down for yes. Yeah, he's great. He's a great actor.
He really is.
I shared a clip earlier today. It's him, I think, in the movie Ted, where he's at the register and he's buying the tricks, where he's explaining, am I going to get arrested? This cereal I've been told is for children only. And the teddy bear is like, no, it's fine. You know, but it's a very serious scene. And it's Liam Neeson. You
know? Here's my thing about Liam Neeson. He's a great actor. Like, he doesn't have to do... One of my favorite Liam Neeson films ever was Michael Collins, where he plays this Irish revolutionary, and he's such a good actor. He doesn't have to do that genre, and he kind of gets labeled in this genre now, where in every film they threaten his family or they kill someone he loves and he has to get even. I mean, that's kind of the genre. And maybe we can break that down a little more, too. But Stuart J. Waddles is my guest. We're coming right back to talk a little more about a genre we like to call action films. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Mino and the Mayor.
You ever really want to get back at me?
Well, you're claustrophobic. That would really...
Oh, God.
Oh, that would be tough for you.
Oh, the worst.
What? You would talk like that.
Like that. Absolutely.
Put him in a drum and throw him in the water. He's claustrophobic and he can't swim.
Yeah.
I think we can get anything we wanted out of you.
Anything.
All right, Todd, mental note.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Is that the song, Stuart?
Oh yeah.
Is that from Over the Top?
No. Yeah, leave it up.
Yes, sir.
Sammy Hagar, but what was it? What movie is that from?
Over the Top.
Oh yeah.
That song's over.
Over the
Sammy
Top.
Sammy Hagar's Over the Top. Let's be honest. Am I on?
They got him into Van Halen. That song.
Is that the one?
I think it was right around the time he joined up. I think it was in the can.
Yeah, I like a couple Sammy Hagar Van Halen tunes. I like what's the one? We'll Get Higher. Dreams. I think it was called Dreams. Great song.
Yeah, Dreams.
Yeah.
Hot Summer Nights. Fine tune.
Okay.
So, did you know the song Love Walks In is about aliens?
I did not.
He tells a story
some
about
some kind
that.
Of alien.
Yeah. Yeah, he talks about it. It's literally about aliens.
Sammy Hagar.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Love Walks In.
So what? I don't even know how you
Dude,
make
we
that
could do an hour on Van Hagar next week if you want. Todd, you want to get together?
Done deal.
Special podcast.
Deal.
Stuart's like, I will drive to Green Bay for an hour on Van Halen. I'm gonna say
Van Hagar. Van Hagar.
Oh, you prefer Van Hagar over the David Lee Roth?
I do.
Okay,
yeah, I do. I'm not
I didn't mean
to say it either.
There was judgment in my voice there, but there was really no judgment. It just came out that way. I don't
I
have
saw it in your eyes, though.
Yeah, I don't. I kind of like some songs from both eras, so I'm going to ride the fence there. I'm going to say some films, Stuart, and tell me if you've seen it, thumbs up or down in the action genre. Have you seen The Equalizers with Denzel Washington?
No, but I remember the CBS primetime show in the late in the early 90s with the bald British guy.
These are much better.
No, yeah, it was based on the same story. They just
no,
made
you're
the
right.
I've never seen the movies though.
The movies are beautiful. Like the action is great, the acting is great because it's Denzel, but they are beautifully shot as well. John Wick, where do you come in the John Wick series?
Yeah, it's too recent. I got kids, man.
Okay, fair enough. The Fugitive.
No, on my list though. It's going on my list.
Okay, I think, and I know you haven't seen it, I think John Wick is a little overrated. The stunts are incredible, but I don't know.
I hear it's great. Like everything I read about it, I'm aware of it. You know, I'm aware of how the public generally thinks about it. And, maybe
they
someday.
Are. They're great. I'm being overly picky and jaded. What about The Fugitive, Harrison Ford?
Oh, yeah, great movie.
Great
Another
movie.
One, like I was saying before, film when he kind of filmed in areas that you're familiar with, it kind of,
right.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that before, and a great performance.
All right, there's two more I want to discuss. I assume you've seen one. The other one I'm not so sure, so I'll start with that one. Mad Max Fury Road.
No, haven't seen it.
No? Okay. That should go on your list, too. That is a perfect movie. Die Hard.
Yeah, I've seen Die Hard.
Okay. What do you, where do you,
yeah, it's
you,
an all right movie. It's not like out of my top lists or anything. I think you kind of indicated earlier that you don't think it's that great, but yeah, I don't, I'm not a big fan.
I don't think it's bad. I enjoyed it, but there's some people that have to watch it every year. I don't fall into that camp. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. Bruce Willis makes faces, he kills these guys, but it's fine. It's a good movie, but yeah, I don't know. What about Heat? Have you seen Heat? Robert De Niro.
Yeah, Heat is great. And I didn't even think about that one. But yeah,
no.
I saw that one in the theater at the time. And I was coming off of Casino and Goodfellas and all those kind of big movies. And it was a big deal at the time that those two guys were coming together. And Michael Madsen had a great performance in that one.
Yeah, definitely. All right, I'm going to let one more, and I'm going to circle back here to Liam Neeson to do it. You probably haven't seen this because it's not one of his bigger films, and I know and you have kids, like you said, but Run All Night, Liam Neeson.
No, tell me about that one.
Okay,
why should I see it?
He plays a mob hitman who works for Ed Harris, and they were childhood friends. Ed Harris is the boss. Liam Neeson's the old drunk hitman who's killed tons of people. He protects his son, who is estranged from him, because his son is being hunted by Ed Harris's son, the two sons, And he basically risks everything to save his son. It all takes place in one night, run all night, thus the title. Common is in it, plays a bad guy. I love films that happen all in one night. There's like a ticking clock. And I think, especially for this genre, I love the idea of the night as a backdrop.
Judgment Night, that brings to mind a movie I didn't put on my list, but I remember seeing that one a long time ago. Judgment Night is that same kind of time frame. It takes place over a night. A bunch of dudes getting in an RV, going to a sporting, they're going to a boxing match, and they get lost in some bad part of town.
Oh,
and
really?
It's Dennis Leary. Who else is in there? Emilio Estevez.
Huh.
But yeah, so these guys from the suburbs are going to a sporting event, and they ended up in a bad part of town getting hunted.
That's awesome. Hey, I got to run. Stuart, thank you so much. Always fun to have you on the show. And
hey,
I just wrote down Judgment Night. I may even check that out with the kid Joe Schwab tonight. That sounds like a great recommendation. So thank you very much for that.
All right, we'll take care, bud.
You too. All right, that's Stuart
Merry
J. Waddles. You too, buddy. Thank you. That's Stuart J. Waddles. Check out his work here at Civic Media. He covers Southeast Wisconsin for us and does a phenomenal job. Do I have time to read a text, Todd?
Go for it.
I can get through this, right? We can't leave a steady Eddie text on the field.
You got 90 seconds.
All right. Pete Schwabinator. See what he did there? Action films?
Like it.
I like it, too. This is Arnold, the Terminator and former California gubernator. I'm just reading it how steady I wrote it. Pete, I will be starring in a new action film called Permanator. It's a story about an aging superhero from the 1980s with big, curly, powerful, and properly pumped up hair who uses his big hair for good. The Permanator saves the world from nuclear Armageddon. With your natural curly hair, Pete, I think you have potential. Just nice to be mentioned in the conversation, Eddie. He says, I have a small part in the movie for you, Pete. As a stand-in stunt double, I will have my people get in touch with your people and things of that nature and so forth and so on. Steady Schwarzenegger, Eddie.
Thank you, buddy. I need to take whatever he's on.
He's sometimes. So great. His texts were phenomenal. Monday night, it's all about comedy here on Nightlight with Pete Schwab. We got another great show for you. Have a great weekend, everyone. Party safely. Thank you, Todd Michaels, for sitting in for Conrad. So
got
much
it.
Fun, buddy. Speech Wabba at Nightlight. Good night, Wisconsin.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A chance in becoming a post-Christmas billionaire. The Mega Millions jackpot had grown to $1.22 billion by the time they pulled the numbers Friday night.
Our first number tonight is 55. Up next, you have 7. That's followed by 3. Then we have 37. And finally, 49. Now figure Mega Ball number is... Those winning numbers are 55, 7, 3, 37, 49, and the Mega Ball is 6.
If there's no Friday winner, the jackpot swells to $1.47 billion for the Tuesday draw. Customs and Border Protection announced it seized more than 20,000 counterfeit vehicle inspection stickers that had been shipped from Israel to Philadelphia. We've learned of the death of Warren Upton, oldest living Pearl Harbor survivor and last remaining survivor of the Japanese capsizing of the battleship USS Utah. He was 105. This is ABC News.
New York Attorney General Letitia James released body camera imagery of corrections officers at a prison east of Syracuse savagely beating inmate Robert Brooks on his first day there. He died the next day. The coroner ruled it homicide.
Caused by asphyxia due to neck compression. New York Governor Kathy Hochul ordering the termination of 14 prison staffers, including bystanders. Brooks was serving a 12-year prison sentence for stabbing his girlfriend in 2017. An attorney for his family telling ABC News in part, Mr. Brooks was fatally, violently beaten by a group of officers whose job was to keep him safe. He deserved to live.
ABC's Morgan Norwood. Athena is back home in Green Cove Springs, Florida. The 4-year-old German Shepherd Husky mix escaped its home 12 days ago. There was a frantic search. Athena, though, was able to find its way back home on Christmas Eve, no less. Even rang the doorbell to announce to its humans it was back. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no healthcare policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbus Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. 3 times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey K., a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
From the Lake Shore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Save communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mino and the Mayor.
You ever really want to get back at me?
Well, you're claustrophobic. That would really...
Oh, God.
Oh, that would be tough for you.
Oh, the worst.
You would talk like that.
Like that. Absolutely.
Put him in a drum and throw him in the water. He's claustrophobic and he can't swim.
Yeah.
I think we could get anything we wanted out of you.
Anything.
All right, Todd, mental note.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3.